Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Sunday, November 13th, 2022. Today he is reminding us of our inseparability from God. Vastness is of God, because he is all. Today, like every day, is a very good day. Days are always good. It's just how you choose to experience them that changes. Change and uncertainty are major aspects of the dream or illusory state in which you spend most of your time during your lives in form. It's unavoidable because you do need to attend closely to what being alive as a human means and then behave in a manner that aligns with your interpretation. Life is dangerous. I must acquire the means to protect myself and my loved ones. Life is good as long as I pay attention and remain alert to my environment. Life is difficult because it is far too often throwing me a curveball, and so on. And, of course, you can always alter your interpretation. In fact, you often do as new information comes into your awareness. Part of the game of being human is seeking the latest idea, news, toy, relationship, drama, etc. And so you are almost always on edge emotionally as you wait in expectancy and anticipation for the next crisis or moment of truth. And as a consequence, you frequently experience disappointment or boredom. When you are not living expectantly, then you may instead experience shock and horror as an unexpected and painful event arises for you or for your loved ones. In order to live in peace, it is necessary to let go of expectations and freely offer love and forgiveness, quietly and silently, to every one of those with whom you interact in your daily lives. Seeking a response or appreciation for what you offer is not love or forgiveness. It is an egoic need, very frequently not satisfied, that you extend in order to be seen and honored for what you believe that you have given freely to others, but which is in fact a request or even a demand for thanks and acknowledgement which you believe is owed to you by those others. Knowing this, as you all do deep within yourselves, you need to become aware of the validity of honoring and respecting others, no matter how it appears to you that they are behaving. Why? Because you recognize in them that your need for appreciation and acknowledgement is the same as theirs, and is therefore totally valid. You are all divinely loved and appreciated in every moment of your eternal existence by Mother, Father, God, because you are all the divine and beloved children of Mother, Father, God, and so to be so loved and appreciated is your God-given right. Any other state of being is impossible. However, living in form as humans, a choice you made in order to experience separation, independence, estrangement from your holy source, it does seem that you are utterly and completely segregated and isolated from your divine source, if there is such a source. Thus you feel alone, abandoned, and absolutely terrified in that seemingly emptiness in which the illusion appears to present you to yourselves as tiny individuals of seemingly no significance in a universe that appears to be beyond vast. However, vastness is of God because he is all. There is nothing outside of or beyond God. God is, and so therefore are you, eternally embraced within her divine presence. The fact that you are conscious, aware, and cognizant of the reality that you are alive is the proof that you are a divine being eternally at one with God. You are each vast divine beings like unto and at one with God. There is absolutely nothing to fear except your insane belief that you are separated from your source. Therefore, let go of that disempowering, fear-driven, and totally invalid belief that you are lost, alone, and abandoned in an environment so vast and dangerous that it threatens your survival in every moment. Nothing could be further from the truth. The oneness that you are with Source, with love, is eternal and is a totally indestructible, simply because it is the eternal state of love in which all that is ever created has its eternal existence. There is nothing to fear, ever. Go within to your holy inner sanctuaries, then invite Mother, Father, God into your hearts to embrace you, and thus confirm for you your inestimable, in fact, infinite value to Source, who created you for her and your everlasting joy. Reality is where you live, is your eternal abode within the loving arms of God in every single moment of your existence. And there is only one moment, and that moment is the eternal moment of now. You are eternally at home. You just need to wake up, and you are doing that now. With so very much love, Saul. Yeah.